I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, calls for mercy escalate in Gaza. Keep listening for the full report. Then later, believers need your help to make scriptures available in Senegal. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. We begin today in the Middle East, where on Tuesday, the number of Palestinians killed in the Israel-Hamas war surpassed 60,000. And that's according to the Hamas-run Palestinian Health Ministry. Also on Tuesday, an international system measuring food security released this alert. They said the worst-case scenario of famine is playing out in the Gaza Strip. Tom Doyle, president of Uncharted Ministries, talks with Christians on both sides of the war. Here are their perspectives.
We hear of Israeli defense soldiers praying for people in Gaza. We want to get rid of Hamas, they say, not the innocent people. That's a story you wouldn't see on the news, but it's real.
Doyle said a lot of areas have plenty of food, but many others have no food getting to them. Uncharted works with a Baptist church in Gaza who is distributing food. But Palestinian believers have chosen a different goal.
As one of the Muslim background believers told us, we have two enemies. The first is Hamas, and the second is everybody outside of our tent, because people are stealing our food.
The list of things to pray for is long. Pray for bold gospel witness and a resolution to this conflict. Pray for endurance, food, and shelter for Palestinians until that resolution happens.
Some of them had a chance to leave during this war, and they chose to stay to spread the gospel.
Next, a new documentary spotlights a pivotal moment in U.S. deaf history. Deaf President Now recounts a week of protests held in 1988 at Gallaudet University, the world's only liberal arts school designed for deaf students. DOOR International's Rob Myers explains.
The deaf candidates were basically passed over. And when the chair of the board was asked, in essence, she said, Gallaudet isn't ready for a deaf president yet. Deaf people from all over the U.S. were protesting, and they said, no, now is the time for us to lead our own community. We have well-qualified people.
You can watch the film on Apple TV+. The 80s were a critical time for the deaf community.
The history of DOOR's founding actually mirrors a lot of this. In the 1980s, if you were a deaf person, you could be really skilled in teaching. You could be a great pastor or evangelist, and there was no place for you to exercise those skills.
A handful of deaf Christians took action.
They said there needs to be a place for deaf people to exercise the God-given gifts to teach, to lead, to expand his kingdom. So they founded DOOR International, led by the deaf, for the deaf.
Connect with us online to learn more about the deaf and why they remain one of the world's largest reach people groups. And after a long wait for a Wolof Old Testament translation to be completed and published, World Missionary Press now has permission from the Bible Society to begin Bible booklet production. Helen Williams with WMP says,
we're going to be able to produce our How to Know God booklet in Wolof. And I know we've got distributors that have been waiting and praying for this for years.
Wolof is the national language of Senegal and is spoken by around 12.5 million people. With this good news, Williams says,
God is at work, even when we don't see it. And even if we just wait for him, he has a plan. He's got people out there willing to join us and use material. And we just need to wait on him and be ready when he comes through with the contacts and the opportunities.
Exciting new developments like printing in more languages and supplying new partners can be tricky while keeping older contacts well stocked. So please pray that these booklets will disciple and touch the lives of the believers who receive them. As the demand rises, pray that WMP will have both the funding and the production capacity to faithfully serve existing and new partners. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.